This is Nitro Game Injection.
Welcome to Nitro Game Injection. I'm your host, Kyle JCRB, and I'm here with Zoraida.
Hey.
Hey. Sounds like today's is sponsored by delicious food.
Yes. Lay's chips, salt and vinegar.
Yes. All right. We're in with Frito-Lay and Pepsi now. Now we can make the big money. So yes, welcome back, everybody. It has been a week, of course. Obviously.
Like, duh.
Duh! Kyle, you idiot. And, yeah, it's just me and Sarita today. No Larry. Larry's gotta be doing something. I don't know. Something Thanksgiving-like, I suppose.
Because he's lame.
Well, yeah, come on. How dare he have a life and have to do things? How dare he? I remember when we first started doing this show, he didn't do anything. He had nothing. He had nothing. Kind of like me. Oh, well. So what have you been up to for this past week, Serena?
Nothing.
Oh.
Yeah, just, you know, eating food, leftovers, and
chips.
A whole lot of, nothing, mostly.
Well, that's not very interesting.
Nope.
Alright, fine. The Arecibo site seems to be going up and down lately, so if you're there, welcome. If you're not, well, sorry. The Arecibo site seems to be acting up, and the Dwelling of Duels site seems to have been infected with malware. I'm not sure what's up there, but don't go to dwellingofduels.net today.
Watch out.
For now, yeah, don't go there for now. I would normally recommend you go there and check stuff out, but don't go there right now. That would be a bad thing. Potentially be a bad thing. So, yes. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is, so... But luckily, JMR let him know, so hopefully... They can get that sorted out quickly. So you can go download the first track that we're featuring today on the Natsume vs. Data East special, wrapping up Japan month on Nitro Game Injection. Mm-hmm. And I chose these two companies because they have solid games with solid soundtracks, and but they didn't have enough to do full shows on their own, so I combined them. So yeah, that's pretty much it, I suppose. And first up, we've got Hoha with an awesome track from Shatterhand. What's up?
No, I'm just laughing at the name. Ho ha.
Ho ha. Ho ha. It's from Shatterhand because it's awesome, and Hoha seems to be like a huge fan of Shatterhand, it seems, because he's covered it about 4 times now, I think.
Hmm.
But whatever. It's awesome. And the title of the track is To Japan With Love. And it's from the Dwelling of Duels Japan Month, which they had just after the earthquake and tsunami.
Oh.
Kind of as a tribute to Japan and Japanese game companies and the influence that Japan has had, especially
as
gaming. So I think it's a good way to start the show today and end off, begin to end Japan Month on NGI. So let's go ahead and get into it. This is Hoha with To Japan With Love, featured in Japan Month on the Dwelling of Duels. Keep it here. This is Nitro Game Injection. We'll be right back. Andy Gilmore and L-Man with the RoboCop title theme from the Commodore 64 version of RoboCop. You can pick that one up at the Commodore 64 web remix website, remix.kwed.org. And I really love that title theme. That's a great title theme and a good arrangement too, so I say go check out more remixes of that theme because it's awesome. So, since we got Christmas coming up, what do you want for Christmas, Raiden? What are you hoping for?
Besides money and a job.
Oh. Well, I guess.
Okay, well, if I really want something, that's not money and a job, I guess maybe a 3DS and, you know, at least one game to go with it. Like Mario 3D Land.
Mario 3D Land. Now, yes. That game looks awesome. I wasn't too interested in the 3DS, but Mario 3D Land's like,
They got the Tanuki back, man.
I know. And it's so awesome. Even PETA had to make a game about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind one of those myself. Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping my Christmas present is a trip to MAGFest.
Oh, yes.
I hear you're going to be there, potentially, at least a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is it, the guest pass?
That's right.
It's only good for how long? For all 4 days or just a single...
For the whole weekend.
Oh, okay.
For the whole weekend. So you can go anytime you want.
Nice.
Yep. Especially since it's open 24 hours. You can go anytime you want. Seriously. MAGFest goes on for like 24 hours for 3 days.
Damn.
It's freaking crazy. It does not close. There's always something going on. Even if it's just like the game room is open. I know the game room is always open. The LAN room is always open. Mm-hmm. Aren't they like almost always screening cartoons or movies or something somewhere? I think they are. JMR will have to confirm that. But
Tell us.
Tell us, Jeff. I'm pretty sure they are. Like almost always screening a movie something. So, anyway, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be at the Gaylord Hotel in Maryland. I'm going to try to be there. I'm still trying to work it out. I'm like 99% of the way there, so come on. I can do it.
Yes, you can do it.
I'm just not sure of the room accommodations for myself. I don't know. So, but whatever. Whatever, I'll sleep outside if I have to. Why not? So, yes. And, oh, Jeff is saying Jam Space is always open, so if you're into music and you can actually play it and you've got a talent, well, then you could go into the Jam Space and jam. Because that's what it's called. So, yep, always stuff to do at MAGFest. Definitely looking forward to it.
So. It's pretty neat, yeah.
All right. Well, this next track is one of you made a couple of picks this week, Sarita, actually, in honor of Thanksgiving, since you weren't here last year when we did the Thanksgiving special when Larry and I did the Thanksgiving special with music we were thankful for. I had you go ahead and choose a couple of tracks that you liked, and you chose them all from the same game. Same series of games, yes. But aren't they all like the same? Don't you do the same thing in all of them?
Well, yeah, there's like a certain pattern, but, you know, different characters and stuff.
Okay, fine. So, tell us about it and like why you chose at least the particular song we got coming up.
Oh, well, this one I really like so much. I mean, I heard it's a good game. I've yet to play it, though. Because, like, the copy that we have is owned by my youngest sister, so...
And what game is this?
Oh, yeah, this is going to be Harvest Moon Animal Parade for the Wii.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, I've not played any Harvest Moon games, but I think they're published by Natsume, so it still works with our theme, even.
Yep.
Perfect. I don't know how you pulled that one off. But, I've heard good things about the Harvest Moon games here and there, but I have not played it myself. I know they're RPGs, though, so it may be, like, put to sleep by it after a while.
Yeah, it gets, you know, Tarzan doing the same old thing. I mean, farming.
Literally farming.
Yes. But it's fun.
Okay.
It's a fun game.
All right. Well, we got this first track here from Harvest Moon Animal Parade, composed by Yasufumi Fukuda, Hideaki Miyamoto, and Babaraki. I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, sounds right.
Okay.
Babaraki.
Babaraki. It's an awesome name.
Yeah.
And it's the opening theme. Keep it here. This is Nitro Game Injection. That was Chromalodeon from their Sprite Slowdown version 2 album that was Abadox. I guess I should say that not Chromalodeon, but whatever, they're the same band. They just have different names for different projects. So, I don't know. Jeff, you're the Chromalodeon / Sprite Slowdown fanboy. What should I call them? Should I call them Sprite Slowdown no matter what? Like, if they're covering game music? Or is it okay to call them Chromalodeon? I don't know. Let me know. I have no idea. And I have not played Abadox, but I've seen screenshots and video, actually. Okay, yeah, I was just double-checking that it was the game that I thought it was. Is it like a shooter that takes place inside of a body? It's called Abadox, The Deadly Inner War. Like, inside a monster you're fighting.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of gruesome, actually. It's a surprisingly gruesome NES game. But it's got some great music, and, it's just side-scrolling action shooter, so it's awesome.
Oh, okay.
I guess that's pretty much what I can say about it. So, and Jeff is saying
Sprite Slowdown.
They're called Sprite Slowdown. Fine, whatever. I don't know. Would you call them Sprite Slowdown with the Ninja Gaiden album when they released it when they were still called Chromalodeon? Or they're so confusing. I'm so lost. They can't make it stop.
That's okay.
Just choose one name, guys. Come on. I don't even want to tarnish your reputation by covering video game music, but it's not that bad. Machine Supremacy did it, and they're still awesome, right? 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 Come on. I don't know. I don't know anything. Just choose one name. One.
Call it whatever you feel like it.
I don't know. I'm done. Show over. I'm just kidding. Maybe. So, I really got nothing. I don't have anything. Nothing is going on.
Yeah, I got nothing either.
I'm just ready.
I'll accept that I'm going to go home in 2 weeks. So yay for that!
Yay, you get to go home.
Yay,
to Arizona, where everything is going crazy.
Yeah.
Everything has gotten nuts in Arizona. Well, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, my youngest sister actually got the Kirby game for the Wii, so I want to get to play that.
Which Kirby game?
What's the name of that?
There's like a few of them. Is that the one that has like a million Kirbys all at once?
Oh no, not that one. The four-player one. I forgot the title. It escapes me.
Kirby something or other. It's not... is it Return to Dreamland?
Let me look for it. Hold on. I just blanked out on the title there, so...
Kirby's Return to Dreamland. Looks like it.
It might be.
It's released, released October 24th, 2011, so that's the new one.
And it could be
four
that
players.
One. Yeah, that's probably that's most likely the one.
So, because it's Return to Dreamland. Before that was Epic Yarn.
Oh yeah, there's that.
I did not play that one.
I heard that was fun, but yeah, I haven't played that one either. Oh, sorry.
Oh yes, I heard they are fun. They're Kirby games, of course they're fun. But what were you going to say? Sorry, I cut you off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was just confirming. It is Return to Dreamland. I actually played that at the Marriott in Comic-Con. It was fun.
Oh, I did not go to that the Marriott at Comic-Con.
Aww.
I figured it was going to be insanely packed, just like everything else at Comic-Con.
Well, yeah, it doesn't mean you can't go.
I guess. I was lazy. You know that already. I don't know. Man, when I walked by the Nintendo booth, the tiny Nintendo booth they had at Comic-Con, it was jam-packed. Full of people playing Zelda for the 3DS.
And I'm just, you could have gone to Marriott. They had it there, too.
Yeah, probably with a giant line winding out the door.
Well, still, you probably had more, you know, more room to move than back there.
I don't know. It was pretty packed even on the streets at Comic-Con. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but you can still move in the Marriott. At least when I went there.
Hopefully MAGFest will not be like that.
No, hopefully.
I think MAGFest may have no more than like 5,000 people. I don't even know what their numbers are yet. And they're probably going to announce them, but...
Well, as long as I can find a parking spot, that's good for me.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. You might be parking across the street or something, which wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah. Don't mind walking there.
I think most people who go to MAGFest stay at the hotel, so there really isn't too many people who are going to be driving.
Yeah, so, you know, so that'd be good for me.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed. You never
yes.
know. So, anyway. Yeah, MAGFest, it's going to be like a tiny portion of the people who were at Comic-Con, but it's going to be like
yeah.
hopefully just as awesome. Especially with all the awesome concerts. Alright, let's keep the show going with some music. Next up, we've got a track from the Dangerous Masashi Cat album, Overdriver, which you've probably heard on the show before, if you've listened before. And it's a doujin album released in Japan as part of the Comic Market convention, which gets like 5 times as many people as Comic-Con does.
Oh, cool. cool.
It's gigantic, so... And lots of people sell, you know, doujins and doujin music and doujin comics and, you know, the comics are usually not stuff you'd give to kids. Mm-hmm. But the music is cool. And this particular track is from Spartan X. I do not know what the name is in... what the name actually is. The best translation I can get is it's called the O Parutan Kusu.
Parutan.
Parutan Kusu. Let's see. I think I had the original title in the playlist that I sent you, Sarada.
Oh,
let
yeah?
Let me see here. It's actually in... in, I think, Japanese.
Let's see.
On the list.
Oh, Parutan Kusu. I know O would mean king, so...
Let me see if this comes through to you on Skype.
Okay.
It just came through as a bunch of boxes.
Oh, nope. I can read that.
Oh, you can read it? Okay. For me, it came through as a bunch of boxes. Kid, do you have any idea what it says?
Let's see.
Let's put it in the chat room, too, just for fun.
Okay, go ahead. There. I'm going to put in my little Japanese program thingy and read it properly. Hold on.
Okay. I'm holding on.
NJ star. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, there's a star in there for some reason. That's not
normal. I can see that. Yeah. Suparutan Ekusu.
Oh, I was not too far off. Wow, nice. Any idea what it means?
Let me see if the glossary will... No, it doesn't say anything about that.
Well, whatever.
I'm gonna try going on a Japanese translation site and see if it'll come up with anything. You know. Just to give us an idea.
That's what I did for, I went to Google Translate, and that's what I did, so I don't know. The O Paritan Kusu. That's what I came up with.
It could be, maybe it's like, oh, Paritan Kusu, or something like that. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Anyway. That's by Love 2, or L-U-V-2, I'm not sure how you pronounce that. Species is saying it means the box of protein. Now that's not what Google Translate gave me. Wow. Nice.
Oh my gosh.
Sweet. The box of protein.
Okay, so I went to Yahoo Babblefish.
Oh, you went to Babblefish?
Yeah. I'm going to read it right what it says. It says the, and then boxes, paru. Tongue, which it does, and then a little asterisk, and then the it does. I don't get it.
It means nothing. It doesn't mean anything. It has no meaning. No wonder no one bothered to translate it, even on the English sites. They just kept it as is, because they're like, I don't know what the hell that means. Hell. There's a star in there? I don't know what that is. What the heck?
Maybe it's a name. I don't know.
Possible. Anyway, it's from Spartan X. It's awesome. It's by Love, too. It's from the album Overdriver by Dangerous Masashi Cat. You'll find it with just that information. It's up on VGMDB. You know that awesome site, VGMDB.net. Love them a lot. Let's go ahead and get into it. Keep it here. This is Nitro Game Injection. We'll be right back. That was a lot of people, apparently. The fall theme from Harvest Moon DS. Let's see. I'm pretty sure only one of these people actually composed this, but the credits give a huge list of people, so I can't narrow it down, unfortunately. But it's one of these people. Kengo Hagibara, Mitsutoshi Kodama, Ryoe Tagagi, Takagagi, Noriko Ishida, Masaya Tsunemoto, or Yusuke Ago. That's the best I can do. It's one of those people. And I probably pronounced every single one of those names wrong.
As usual.
I like how you confirm that. I couldn't have done that bad.
No, you didn't do too bad.
I just did horrible instead of awful.
Well, I think you got a little bit better.
I'm getting there. I'm starting to understand the naming conventions of pronunciation. I don't know what the names mean or anything, but oh well, they're names. They don't have to mean anything. And, you know, we were talking about off-air about band names that don't mean anything, of course. And
yeah.
Lots of those. And in America and in Japan and in Europe and everywhere. Lots of bands and names that don't mean anything, like, I don't know, Machine Supremacy. And it has an A in the before the E in Machine, so I don't know. I should have asked Rob when he was here. Where did you come up with that name, and what does it mean? I think that would have been an obvious question, but oh well.
Yeah.
That doesn't make him any less awesome. I think you've got all those weird doujin names, like Dangerous Masashi Cat. Which you said was like Dangerous Dried Sardine Cat.
Yeah, Dried Sardine, or... Yeah, I got a whole bunch of meanings. I just got a couple of meanings for that. It's like saying it's like an aim or a goal or purpose or a look or expression of eyes. And then it gave me the one with the dried sardines held together by a bamboo skewer.
I'm going to go with that one. Yeah, we got all sorts of weird names. 5-4 Tachypod, I don't know what that means. Coolin Create, I don't know. Crow's Claw. That one kind of makes sense. Fragile Online. Future Mad Maxium. I'm just going through the list here. There's a group called Jesus Is Dead, which is actually a one we're featuring in the next block here. I mean, I don't know why they're called that. It's just what they're called. I mean, I guess it's not like it's a lie, but... It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Oh, well. You've got Mint Jam. That doesn't make any sense.
Mint Jam. That doesn't sound very tasty.
Mint Jam. I think it's a real thing, though. That might be what they're named after.
Maybe.
You've got the Tack Rockers. That don't make any sense. Vivix. That doesn't make any sense. Woodsoft. I think that's just a play on words. Mm-hmm. Magical Trick Society, yes! Best name ever, even though it doesn't make any sense. Dorothy's Cafe? I don't know. These doujin guys, they have some weird names. Mm-hmm. And then you come over to the West, Well, the Southwest, technically, because they're from Brazil. And you have guys like 8-bit instrumental. Like, well, at least they're accurate-ish, even though they actually cover a lot of 16-bit stuff, too. But whatever. They're a video game cover band from Brazil. They're awesome. Definitely go check out their stuff. I'm sure you know that already. I've had them on the show before. But got a track here that I don't think I've featured on any of my shows from Wild Guns. It's a medley of tracks from Wild Guns, which is a game that's on my list of things I need to play because the music from it is absolutely amazing. And 8BI really just rocked it out. So, from their album Altered Bit, this is 8-Bit Instrumental with Wild Guns. Keep it here. This is NGI. was Jesus is Dead with Stage 2 from Bad Dudes versus Dragon Ninja. Or just Bad Dudes if you prefer. Whichever. Full arcade title was Bad Dudes versus Dragon Ninja, but when it came to the NES, it was just called Bad Dudes. And you gotta be a bad enough dude to rescue the president. Or something. You have Duke Nukem who gives you your missions. It's pretty awesome. Anyway, that's featured on the JID album Warzone. And a little bit of trivia for those of you who are in the know. You may know Easy, who we played music from before on this show, is actually the guitarist for Jesus is Dead. So I think they kind of... There were two people in that group, and then they kind of went their own ways, and EC's been releasing a lot of solo stuff, so interesting little bit of trivia there, if you care. So, we're cruising through this show pretty quickly, I think. Just a couple more tracks left. Mm-hmm. And by a couple, I mean six. But that's okay. They're all pretty short. And, We've got some good stuff lined up, though. More stuff from Harvest Moon coming up, lovingly selected by Sarita.
Yep.
But first, we got a track from Ryan Apit. Another one from Dwelling of Duels. This one from December 2005, RPGs Month. This one is really surprisingly old. Is this 2006? Oh, because that month ended in 2006. Whatever. Anyway. This one was 12th place, which... It's probably... Being a December, January month, I think that was Magfest month, so it kind of makes sense. I'm sure that month was packed. So that's why I got 12th place. But awesome stuff from Ryan Apit, as always. You can always expect great stuff from Ryan, so... But this is from the game Shadowrun. And it's called The Dead Become the Living. Keep it here. This is Nitro Game Injection. We'll be right back. That was in Nakajima Dai, I think. Did I do that right?
Yeah, Nakajima Dai.
Wow. First try.
I didn't have to correct you.
That was from Harvest Moon, A Wonderful Life. That's called Autumn Joy. And have you played that particular game?
Yes, I have, and that is actually the game that got me into the Harvest Moon series in the first place.
I see.
Yes, so without that game, I never would have been a fan. So thank you, Harvest Moon.
What system was that for?
The GameCube.
GameCube, okay.
Yes.
I know that series has been around since like the SNES days, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's true. But I haven't heard of Harvest Moon, though, until that game, so...
Okay. Cool. Maybe I will try one of these days.
You should.
You keep saying that. There's so many GameCube games you tell me I should be playing. Like Luigi's Mansion.
Yep.
But why would I want to go around sucking ghosts? All you do...
But you'll be a it's like being a Ghostbuster, though.
True, true. It looks very similar to Ghostbusters, actually.
Yep.
It looks like a game where you go around sucking and blowing and humping things. Apparently that's what Luigi does. Whenever he checks things, he goes, oh yeah!
And shaking the table and
starts
stuff.
Bouncing against it. It's like, wow. It's amazing. It's frighteningly amazing. It's awesome. So I would have to play it. It does look pretty funny and fun. But of course, Luigi's always in the shadow of his brother. Even in his own game, he still has to look for Mario. He can't go instead of rescue Daisy or something. That would be just.
Yeah, they do that. They should do that sometime.
They really should have a Luigi game where he rescues Daisy instead of Mario for once.
Seriously.
Even though I think Daisy could probably kick enough ass that she wouldn't have to be
rescued. Yeah, true, but it would be nice, you know, for a change.
True, 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 true. You think Peach could kick enough ass to not get kidnapped either, but, you know.
I don't care about her.
That's true. She's not as cool as Daisy.
Nope.
So, anyway.
Moving on.
We've got one from House the Great coming up. A really old one from, like, maybe 2004-ish. From his collection, Vintage Works. Then you can pick up at housethegreat.net. You can pick up his older stuff as well as download his full-length album Houseworks for free, which I highly recommend you do so because it is still remains one of my favorite video game music arrangement albums of all time. And it's I think the only the only album on NGI that got a perfect score from when we did a review of it, four or 5 years ago.
Oh, that's cool.
I still think it's the only one that got a perfect score, so yes, definitely, definitely go get that album. We highly recommend it. It has the NGI seal of approval. So, but we got one from House the Great's Vintage Works album from a game called Karnov. And I think Karnov was featured in some other games, wasn't it? I think it was in, Bad Dudes. It seemed like it was one of the bosses in Bad Dudes. Or something. It's kind of weird. Yeah, he's the mascot for Data East. That's right.
Okay,
he's this big,
cool,
buff dude in red pants. He's the mascot for Data East. So I had to play a song from his game. Since this is the Natsume vs. Data East special. I guess we'll just go ahead and get into it. I have nothing. Awkward silence, go! This is House of Great with Karnov from his album Vintage Works. Keep it here, this is NGI. was Sunday Inn from Harvest Moon, Tree of Tranquility. Sadly, do not have a direct composer credit on that, but fun stuff there from the Harvest Moon games. And you were telling me off the air about how the stories between Tree of Tranquility and Animal Parade are kind of funky.
Yeah, because, so Tree of Tranquility did come first, and then Animal Parade. But the story, of course, the story in Animal Parade does take place before the events of Tree of Tranquility. So the sequel is actually the prequel.
Way to make it confusing.
Crazy yep.
People. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Have a prequel. And of course, you saying like everybody looks the same, and they all have the same names, and
yeah,
like direct descendants. Supposedly direct descendants. I just think they lived for hundreds of millions of years at the same age.
Yeah, you just won't say it.
That's how it works. Mm-hmm. I don't need to do this direct descendant crap. Or they could just say, you know, this game takes place immediately after the events of the other one. But no.
They decide to move from one island to the other. Just say that.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be 100 years later. Why is it with games everything's got to be like 10 years later, 100 years later, 50 years later? I don't know. just say it's right after. Just
yeah.
Make it easy on yourself. Don't make the audience question it.
Especially if you do have the same characters.
Yeah, exactly. Very confusing. So we've reached the end of the show, I believe.
Yep.
We've got two tracks left. One from Dale North from Lufia 2, called Christmas in the Village, Silver Bells. Available from Overclocked Remix, ocremix.org. This is a very nice remix. I like this.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Gets you in the spirit, and of course it's Dale North. It's awesome, so... You know, I think it's now finally time to get in the Christmas spirit. Now that Thanksgiving is over, it's finally...
Yes.
It's finally time. It's almost December, so...
Yep. I think that's appropriate anyway. Like, after Thanksgiving, that's when you can worry about Christmas.
Exactly. I have enough to worry about as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not really. And then after that, we got a really, really silly fun song from Prince of Darkness, from Punchfest 5, Sunsoft versus Data East, which is actually what inspired me to do this show, was that theme for Sunsoft versus Data East. And I was like, well, I don't want to do the exact same thing, but I wanted to feature Data East because I love them. And I love Natsume, and I'm like, hey, well, Natsume will work. So I hope you guys have enjoyed the Natsume vs. Data East special. And, the title of the last song is Ultra Lemmings, featuring tracks from Lemmings for the SNES and the PC, for that matter. So, really love. I love that game. I grew up playing that game. My friend had it on his PC when I had, like, Windows 3.1, and I remember playing it to death.
Oh, cool.
So, it's a fun little puzzle game, so. Really like it, so. Anyway, hope you guys have enjoyed the Natsume vs. Dead East special. We'll be back next week, I think. We'll be back to our regularly scheduled NGI randomness.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully Larry will be back too, unless he decides to ditch again.
Don't hold him to that.
Yeah.
Never hold Larry to anything.
No.
Except that he may not be here. I hold him to that. I know,
because
it's cool.
He's got a life.
It's cool. We love you, Larry. Even though...
Yes, we do. We
even though... Even though you think things are more important than this show, which they aren't. They are not. Nothing is more important than NGI. Okay. I'm lying. So... Anyway... Yes, we'll be back next week. Got some cool stuff lined up already. I'm already working on the playlist, so... Actually, I've been working on the playlist for this whole month of things that I'm like, I know I want to play this when I get back, when we start doing regular shows again for NGI. So. So I'm putting it together. I already started putting together a little bit of the playlist, so waiting for DoD entries. Hopefully that'll help fill out a little bit more of it, too. So got the DoD Tetris month getting ready to wrap up. So they're voting on that right now, and then the results should be revealed by November 31st. Or the 30th, actually. There is no November 31st. My bad. And, yeah, should be a good month. So, but don't go to dwellingofduels.net right now. It may break your computer or something. I don't know.
Yes, so. That's what happened to my computer.
Oh, you went there and it broke your computer, but that was like 4 months ago.
Well, not going to that particular site, but malware did destroy it.
Oh, I know what happened. You were too busy looking for those dojins.
Sure.
We'll go with that.
Yes.
I don't know. Who knows? No, it could be anything. You never know.
Yeah.
So. All right. So we'll go ahead and get into those last two tracks. We'll see you next week. I'd like to thank Sarita for being with me this week and every week. I'm very thankful that we can all get together and do this awesome show weekly and have a lot of fun. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Kyle.
And, yeah, we'll be back next week. This has been NGI number 177. Yes, that's right.
Yep.
And I'm Kyle JCRB.
I be Sarita.
And we're out of here. Good night, everybody.
See ya.